Blog Talk Radio.
All right, family. Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom. And welcome back. Welcome back to the Biblical Hebrews of the Bible, which is also The Truth Shall Make You Free. This is on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your sister, your friend, your servant, as well as your host, Sister Georgia. Today is the 21st of June, 2015. Once again, we're getting ready to get back into our Father's Word. We titled today's lesson, Part 4, Abraham, a Book of Genesis, Comparative with the Apocalypse of Abraham. We're going to show you how the Apocalypse of Abraham just takes out the spiritual aspect of much of what has been kept hidden from the children of the Most High. These books were yanked out because you're supposed to believe that everything is new coming on the in the new covenant. Oh, this is new, that's new. The people come in, everybody come in now. Everything's new. But our brother John told us that there's no new thing underneath the sun, that we can't say nothing's new. That was told to us in Old Covenant as well. You know, people think that things are new, but what they have done is remove many of the books, the spiritual understanding of the Old Covenant, to where you just hear about all this spiritualness in the New Covenant. But the truth is, the whole book is spiritual. This is a book of spirit. This is our history book. And you must know who you are according to the Father's Word. You are spirits wrapped in flesh, sent from above. You were in a vessel that was created so that you can come into this existence, which we call the second earth age or the age of flesh. But you are nonetheless spirits sent from above. Whether you be obedient or disobedient, that's where we're trying to get people to get back on that straight path. Come back and be in obedience to our Father. He said obedience is better than sacrifice. Don't do anything of the flesh where you have to sacrifice this or you do this. Listen, if the Father says don't do something, you don't do it. If he says do it, you do it. Be in obedience to what he said. Understand that you cannot hear unless you have that preacher that he sent you. Okay? The people can't hear without a preacher, and that preacher can't speak, can't tell you anything unless he is sent. But you're supposed to discern the spirit. So everything is about the spirit here. We see that when we get into the book. We're just going further and deeper into the book, trying to show you that much of the spiritual aspect of the Old Covenant, they have removed through these books called the Apocrypha and the Pseudepigrapha. Now, they've blended in lies so they can yank these books out. That's why many people don't know about them. Many people refuse to go to any other book because they say, well, the Bible says, well, you got to know that when our people came into captivity, it said we would discontinue from our heritage. They took out much of the book. We didn't come with our books and everything with us in the slave ships. No, they took it. Okay, and then when they decided to give it back to us, they gave us a different doctrine. So if you read, and you're understanding who's who and what's going on in the Bible, you understand that the Father had a people. He's going to come and regather the same group of people. It's just that the people, they are destroyed for spiritual lack of knowledge because those spiritual books were taken out. That's what we're picking up today, family. We're going to be going into the Apocalypse of Abraham comparing it with the Bible. Okay, this is a comparative lesson so that you can understand these books should have remained in the book. They say the same thing. The only problem is what is taken out is the spiritual understanding of the Old Covenant. Okay, so that's where we're going to begin today. Before we get started, everyone raise their hands and let's just give praise and honor to our Father. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, we praise you that we are coming into your marvelous light. We thank you, Father, for being long-suffering with our people. We thank you, Father, for the set of our spirit through Yahushua's death, burial, and resurrection. Father, we thank you for every family member, each and every lost sheep of the house of Israel that will come into the marvelous light. Father, we ask you just to continue to strengthen us and encourage us by your word, to continue giving us your wisdom, your knowledge, according to the Spirit. Father, we ask for a blessing over everyone under the sound of my voice as I read your word, that you give the increase. Father, we just praise you and we thank you. We ask for a blessing over this lesson, over anyone who will hear it in the archives. We lift all honor and glory and praise to you, Father. We say we love you in Yahushua's set-apart name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Let's get started. Let us get started. I'm going to pick back up because I got a lot of places I'm going to try to squeeze within a 45-minute lesson. So, everyone who wishes to listen As we get cut off the internet, here is the phone number that you can call in and listen at. The number is 714-583-6850. So we're going to continue. We're going to put as much in this particular lesson as we can put into it within 45 minutes. But, hey, make sure you're going through the archives. You're going to find some of the lessons on the Biblical Hebrews of the Bible Blog Talk Radio site, as well as the Truth Show Make You Free website. That's where we're at now, and there's half an hour lesson. So go ahead back, go through the archives, get caught up. You know, if you want to message me via Blog Talk Radio. There's little message boxes. You can send me a message if you're starting to understand, starting to comprehend, you want to hear more, you have a question. All right, now, I'm going to try to take questions at the end of the lesson if I'm able to, but I want to get through most of this. So I want to take everybody back to the Apocalypse of Abraham, and within the description of this particular lesson, I have left the link for anyone wishing to go ahead and open that book up and read along with us. I'm going to be reading out of the second translation on the right-hand side of the page. I'm going to pick back up at chapter 14. This is a continuation of what we just did. I believe it was yesterday. Okay, let's read. Now, remember, Abraham is having a vision, okay? This picks up at Genesis 15 where he's having a vision where he had to cut the animals, you know, in half, and the birds were not allowed to be cut in half and so forth. But he's with an angel, and he's going to see the different expanses or the three world ages as also the different levels of heaven. He is getting the insight of everything that was, everything that is, and everything that will be in the future, the three world ages. That's what he's getting an understanding of, which is what you should be getting. So at this point right here, we're going to pick up at verse 14. Now, the Father has sent an angel to guide Abraham on this journey. That's what we're picking up at verse 14. It says, "And the angel said to me, 'Know that from henceforth the Eternal One has chosen you.'" And see, that's what it's about, even in today's generation, family. Many people want to bring other people in and say that they're chosen, but you can't choose. You have no will, no might. Go back to Romans 9. It's only the Father that chooses and makes decisions. He's the only one whose decision counts. So many people think they can engraft other people in. You can't do that. The Father has to choose everything. He has to choose his feast days. He has to choose the location where the feast days will be. He has to choose the priest that will be doing the feast day. You can't do nothing. You're trying to do things that were not granted to you to do. You're a disobedient spirit. So back to verse 14. It says, "And the angel said to me, 'Know that from henceforth the Eternal One has chosen you. Be of good courage and use this authority so far as I bid you against him who slanders the truth.'" We're told the same thing in the New Covenant. We have powers over devils. We have the power, and the power is with us because we put on full armor of the Most High. And when they speak a lie, we come back with the truth through Scripture. We don't kill nobody. This army that is building and standing in the dry bones, waking up, this is an army that is geared with the spiritual wisdom and truth of our Father, and we stand strong. We proclaim the truth of Yahushua and Yahuwah. Okay? So we do have power over devils. We do have power and authority over these principalities, these rulers. That's, you know, bring it back to, take it out of sci-fi land, what you've been taught. Come back to the truth. There's certain people on here doing their Father's will. We must do our Father's will. We must be overcomers to the flesh, and we must flow in the Spirit. So one more time, verse 14. "And the angel said to me, 'Know that from henceforth the Eternal One has chosen you. Be of good courage and use his authority so far as I bid you against him,'" and the him is not a person, but it's a spirit, "against him who slanders the truth." They slander the spirit. They don't understand the spirit. When we speak spirit, they speak flesh and they come against us. Okay, "Should I not be able to put him to shame who has scattered over the earth the secrets of heaven and has rebelled against the mighty one?" Now, that's the same thing as said in the Scriptures, because the ones who come against the children of the Spirit, when their spiritual bodies, when Yahushua returns and they get into their spiritual bodies, they will be as of a shame because they were not obedient to the Spirit, to our Father, right? Isn't that what the book of John said? Our Father is a spirit. Those who worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. But these, many people don't understand when I say spiritual, they say they're spiritual, but they do things of the flesh. Well, you're in error. You have learned from the one the Father would tell you, hey, I didn't send him to tell you that mess. I left you my preserved word, but I tell you, you won't be able to hear unless you get one of the teachers I sent. And how do you know? You discern their spirit, not their flesh. Oh, she a woman. Shut up, woman. You're Jezebel. No, because you have been deceived. They have already deceived you. You have not been obedient to the Father and read his word and called upon him to lead you and guide you where you need to go to get this understanding. It's plain and simple, family. Let's keep going. So he said, be of good courage and use his authority so far as I bid you against him who slanders truth. Should I not be able to put him to shame who has scattered over the earth the secrets of heaven and has rebelled against the mighty one? Say to him, become the burning coal of the furnace of the earth. And he's speaking to Azazel, which is the spirit, which is Satan. But what does he say to him? He says, become the burning coal of the furnace of the earth. When you read about the lake of fire, the furnace that burns with fire where the wheat and tare are going to be thrown into, when you hear about the weeping and gnashing, we keep telling you guys that's the third earth age, but they're in the earth. You know, the people are like fuel for the fire. Don't think of an actual fire. Know that where your location, whether you be obedient and disobedient, you're going to the third earth age because you're a spirit sent from above. But when the flesh comes off and you just got your spiritual bodies, either you can be ready as those virgins were, or you're going to be as a bride adorned, or you're going to be disobedient. You're going to be as if ashamed, as if naked, and they're going to know who you are. And you will be blocked from entering into the kingdom to come, seeing Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob sitting with the Father and the Son. Yahushua is going to say, get away from me, I never knew you, because you stayed in the flesh. So your butt is going to be thrown back into the earth in the third earth age. And that place is known as a lake of fire. But we're reading here. It says, say to him, this is Azazel, the spirit, become the burning coal of the furnace of the earth. This is your lake of fire, family, in the earth. And you're going to be with evil spirits who were disobedient to the Father. It says in verse 14, go, Azazel, into the inaccessible parts of the earth. All this is happening in the third earth age, in the earth. That's your lake of fire. That's where the people who are the spirits of disobedience will reside, where they'll be weeping and gnashing of teeth. This is the same thing the scriptures say, family. I hope y'all getting this. So he says, let me read one more time. I want to make sure everybody get this. There's no two ways to this. This is the Father's way and the only way, but you must know the truth. He says, say to him, become the burning coal of the furnace of the earth. Go, Azazel, into the inaccessible parts of the earth, for your heritage is to be over those who are with you. If you want to be with the prince of the power of the air, known as Azazel, known as Satan, known as the dragon, that's his place, is the earth. And he will become the burning coal of the furnace of the earth. And that's why you'll be weeping and gnashing with teeth in that third earth age, because that's where you're going to be. He says, go, Azazel, to the inaccessible parts of the earth, for your heritage is to be over those who are with you, the ones brought forth with the stars and clouds, and with the men whose portion, with the people of the flesh, whose portion are you are. They believe what you said of whatever the world says. Remember who's the prince of the power of the air, that right now he is the god of this world, of this flesh dimension. You'll be right there with them, weeping and gnashing of teeth. That's who you decide to serve, because you want to keep your feast days. You want to do all these things that the Father took away. You want to transplant your behind into another country. I don't know where else you want to transplant yourself. You want to hide. You want to do just like the world. They're building and digging these shelters. They're arming themselves for this new world order. They're planting crops because, hey, the dollar bill is going to collapse and all. You know, they're doing everything of the world because the Father says, wait on me. He says, come out from among them, but don't go nowhere. The confusion, the Babylon, is to come out of the lies into his marvelous light, the truth. So if you continue to be into the world, which this world, this earth, and the third earth age is telling you Azazel is going to become the burning coal of the furnace of the earth. He says, go, Azazel, into the inaccessible parts of the earth, for your heritage is to be over those who are with you, the ones brought forth with the stars and the clouds, and with the men or the flesh whose portion you are, even those who exist on account of your being. Justification shall be your enemy. Now depart from me by your perdition. This is the children of perdition, the son of perdition. These are the children who are obedient to the prince of the power of the air. They don't know they are. But they so much lean on man's wisdom and world's wisdom and flesh and doctrine of devils that when the true teachers from the Most High speak to them, they don't hear. I pray you're not one of those. I pray that if you're hearing anything I'm saying, you come back to the Father righteously and in truth and seek his spirit so he can lead you and guide you to the truth. If your true intentions is to know the truth of the Father's word, you do as he has commanded you. Okay? This is not a game. Okay, this is not again. This is our life link to the Father. This book is a book of spirits that we're reading. Some people read the KJV. Some people read the new KJV. I mean, listen, it don't matter really which version of the scriptures you read because you're not learning the scriptures by sight, by words. You're learning it by spirit. But you can only do that when you hear the one the Father sent for you. Discern, do what he told you to do. Now let's keep going on. Verse 15, it says, and I uttered the words that the angel taught me. Now this is the angel Azazel. This is that spirit that we're not supposed to hearken to. This spirit is known as the devil. It's known as the dragon. You know, this is Satan. This is a spirit. He says, and I, this is Abraham, uttered the words that the angel taught me. And then the good angel, this was the one that the Father sent to strengthen Abraham. And then the angel said to me, answer him not, for our Father has given him power over those who answer him, who hearken to him. And the angel spoke to me again, saying, however much he speak to you, answer him not, in order that he may have no free access to you. Because the Eternal One has given him weight and will in this respect. And I did that which was commanded me by the angel. And no matter how much he spoke to me, I answered him nothing whatsoever. Now, this is important. I want to just dwell on this for a second, family, because, you see, you don't realize this is in the New Covenant and the Old Covenant. I'm going to pick it up in the Old Covenant because this is the spiritualness of what you're not getting. If you don't understand that, when they say giants, they're talking about the nation. These giants don't have a spirit from the Father. Okay, they're not like you see in the world today of the good, jolly green giant. No, 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 no. We did a lesson. We broke it down. We went through the Bible and just showed you what was there just by reading. Okay? The world has made our history book into a worldly, fleshly, legendary monster. But that's not what the Father's speaking of. He's giving you descriptive words, but not like the world will tell you. These are words speaking of vessels on this earth. Some are called giants. That's just a descriptive word. But the word has nothing to do with size or anything. The word is talking about vessels that were not sent from the Father, but they are dwellers of this earth. So when Abraham was getting ready to repeat or utter what was told to him by this spirit known as Azazel, and the angels told him, don't utter one word, don't do this, don't do that. It's told to us in the book. I'm going to take you a couple places. If you go, family, and there's more places I could take you, but for time's sake, I'm going to take you to Deuteronomy 18. I'm going to read verses 9 to 13 because many of you may know, may not know. When we're told not to utter one word to these spirits, and this spirit is Azazel in the apocalypse of Abraham, well, here's what it says in the Bible. Deuteronomy 18. Verses 9 to 13. Our Father told us, when thou art come into the land which our Father giveth us, and right now where he scattered us is where he giveth us, okay? Thou shalt not learn to do after the abominations of those nations. Whatever nation, okay, whatever tribe, whatever peoples that you're around that do not hearken or hear from the Father, they do something different than when the spiritual people come near them. They live with under the prince of the power of the air. So we're not to hearken to those nations. We're not to learn to do what those nations do, whether they be of our people or not. But he says, thou shalt not be found among you anyone that maketh his son or his daughter to pass through the fire. Okay? You're sacrificing your children to devils. Not literally are you burning your children up, but you're sacrificing by making them worship Jesus or Allah or Buddha or Krishna or any of these false religions. Okay, so you're not supposed to do that. It says, or that uses divination, a way of speaking to the dead. Okay, you're not supposed to do that. No tarot cards, no seances, no ghost seeking and ghost adventures and all that crap. Or an observer of times. You're trying to calculate things by the moon, the sun, and this and that. You're not supposed to do that anymore. Many people go to these websites and you go see, oh, this is the feast day. They're looking at this moon, that moon. You better know what's in the Bible. He says, or an observer of time, or an enchanter, or a witch. A witch is a rebellious woman. The woman in the scripture is Israel. So you could be a witch, be a man or a woman. Doesn't matter. You're a witch. Because you have not hearkened to the Father, you've been a disobedient spirit. He says, or a charmer, or a consulter with familiar spirits, or a wizard, or a necromancer. But all that do these things are an abomination unto our Father. And because of these abominations, our Father doth drive them out before thee. Where do you think you're going to be in that third earth age? It says you may cast into a lake of fire. We know that fire and that lake represents the earth in the third earth age. You'll be cast in outer darkness. You will not be able to enter into the kingdom. The straight gate is closed to you. He goes, like, get away from me. I never knew you. Don't let this be a shock to you, a surprise to you. Because those people are going to be saying, but you, haven't we done this for you? We've done this in your name. And that. Get away from me. I never knew ya, because it's right here and you're not hearkening. Listen to what he says. For all those that do these things are an abomination unto me. And because of these abominations, Yahushua, your Father, doth drive them out from before thee. Thou shalt be perfect. What is the perfecting? But it's the spirit family, not the flesh. You are to be blowing and operating and letting the Spirit lead you, guide you to all truth. You're to be perfect before our Father, because our Father is Spirit, and those who worship Him must worship Him in spirit and truth. I think we can all say, yeah, that's in the Bible. That's what it says. That's what it means. I pray y'all loving this. I pray y'all hearing me. Let me take you to Leviticus 20 real quick. Leviticus 20, I'm only read one verse, 27. It's saying the same thing. And it's all talking about the age you're in now and the age to come. The spirit age, you want to continue to do these things, you'll be thrown into darkness, or you will be destroyed, as they like to say. You're going to be in a lake of fire. Let's read it. Leviticus 20, verse 27. It says, a man also or woman that hath a familiar spirit or that is a wizard shall surely be put to death. They shall stone them with stones, their blood shall be upon them. That's the same thing, family. If you refuse to hearken and you're doing these things, if you refuse to be obedient when the Father has told you leave certain things alone, you will be put to death. What is death? Well, we're talking about the destruction of the spirit. You will not be entering into the kingdom. You will be cast into outer darkness, the lake of fire. You will be put right into the earth, right where you want to be, right there with the Azazel spirits, those disobedient spirits. That's where you're going to be. I pray y'all getting it. I pray y'all loving it. Let's continue, family. Let's continue. I'm really watching my time because I got to make sure that, you know, I get everything in here. Okay, let's go back. Now, so it says, let me go down to verse 16. Now, this is Abraham getting his vision. He's seen what is, what has been, what is, and what is to come. It says, and it came to pass when the sun went down, behold, there was the smoke of it as of, wait a minute, let me read it again, verse 16 of the Apocalypse of Abraham, second translation. And it came to pass when the sun went down, behold, there was the smoke as of a furnace, and the angel who had the portion of the sacrifice ascended from the top of the smoking furnace. And the angel took me with his right hand and set me upon the right wing of the pigeon and set himself on the left wing of the turtle dove, neither of which birds had been slaughtered. And he bore me to the borders of the flaming fire. And we ascended upon many winds to the heavens, which were above the firmament. And I saw in the air on the heights to which we ascended a strong light impossible to describe, and within the light a fiery or fiercely burning fire of people, many people of male appearance, all constantly changing in aspect and form, running and being transformed, and worshiping and crying with a sound of words that I could not recognize. And the angel said, and I said to the angel, why have you now brought me up here? Because my eyes cannot now see distinctly. I am growing weak, and my spirit is departing from me. And he said to me, remain close by me, and do not fear, for the one whom you cannot see is now coming towards us with a great voice of set-apartness, even the eternal one who loves you. But you yourself cannot see him. But you must not allow your spirit to grow faint on account of the choirs of those who cry out, for I am with you to strengthen you. Verse 18. And you know what? I want to stop for a second because, see, I just want to make sure everybody understanding what's in the scripture. When the Father tells you not to hearken to people with familiar spirit, corrupted spirits, whatever, you call it what you want. It's all the same thing. Either you're obedient or you're disobedient. This is our history book. Some of our people were fallen. Like they say, they like to say fallen angels, or they call them devils. When Yahushua told Paul, get thee behind me, Satan, that's because at that particular moment, Peter was going against, the Father said, look, I got to die and do these things. This must happen. And he was like, no, I'm not going to let anybody kill you. But that was part of prophecy. So because Peter went against Yahushua, at that instance, he said, get thee behind me, Satan, for thou savorest not, you know, the truth is, anytime the Father lays something out, whether we like it or not, or understand it or not, we must go along with what he says. He knows more than we do and better than we do. Peter was thinking about the flesh. He didn't want one of his brother in Yahushua to be put to death. So he was going to try to stop this. But what he didn't understand was this was written that he must die for our sins, so that we could overcome like he did. That's what the new, they call it the good news. Well, the good news is Yahushua overcame sin. He overcame flesh. You can't kill a spirit. So now we can be overcomers. But anyone who goes against what is written, because what's written is written from our Father, then you are a devil. You are disobedient. You are trying to change what the Father has commanded and said. Many people sit there today and say, no, I wouldn't do it. Yeah, you do it. When he tells you to hearken to the one he sent you, don't hearken. When he say, make sure you keep the truth going so that we can all hear the word, because the word, his word, is not loved in this world. You don't do it. Many people sit there today and say, I guess I do. It's you. When you don't hearken to the spirit, but you hearken to the flesh. When you don't show brotherly love, not your form of brotherly love, but his form of brotherly love. When you don't worship him in spirit, 90 seconds, when you don't worship him in spirit and truth, but you worship him in flesh and words and actions and motions and disfiguring your body through just fasting, but you're not worshiping him. That's not how he told you to worship him. You don't even know how to pray to him. Many don't. And I'm not trying to insult, but the truth is you're not doing it according to what he said. You must do it like he said to do it. We won't get with that because that's very important. You don't know who's who in the Bible. That's one of the biggest things. You're not knowing who's who in the Bible, so you don't know who's out there to prove you. You don't know what the word prove means. The word prove means anytime you're scattered amongst those people of the other world, the nations, and are disobedient among our brother, you must not hearken to them. You must not hearken to them. If you hearken to them, you will be in a state of disobedience because the Father left them there to prove you. That's what Judges 2 tells us. We're going to stop right there for a second. I'm going to bring on my brother. I'm going to say the number one more time. The number, if you'd like to listen by phone, the number is 714-583-6850 because we only got 22 seconds left on the internet. But by phone, we have another 15 minutes. So anyone wishing to ask a question or so forth, there's your time. I'm going to bring my brother on. He might have some commentary, something to add. Let me see. 10 seconds left, family. All right. Area code 912, Brother Jerome, you there?
I'm here, sister. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. Would you like to share any words with our family members?
Well, I don't have nothing at the moment. But I thank you for bringing me on, though. Goodbye. So long, family.
Well, what? All right, brother, I thank you. I'm going to put you back on park for a second. We're going to go through the book a little bit more. All right, thank you, brother. All right, family, we're going to continue going on with the Apocalypse of Abraham. Because, see, some of y'all just don't know, and I know y'all don't know about what y'all tell me. So I'm going to keep giving it to you like the Father wanted me to give it to you. And remember what the book of Romans said. Paul said, the ones that are ordained by the Father, it will be a terror to those who don't want to hearken, but to those who, you know, love the truth, it'd just be good for conscience sake so that you understand what's in the book. But they got some that don't want to hear nothing. They want to do it their way. I'm going to tell you, I'm doing it the Father's way. I'm going to read what he says. Now, you do what you want to do. Let's go. 18 of the second translation of the Apocalypse of Abraham. So it says, and while he thus speaking, fire came all about us, and there was a voice within the fire like the sound of many waters, like the sounds of the sea in a violent motion. And I desired to fall down there and worship. And I saw that the angel who was with me bowed his head and worshiped. But the surface of the high place where I seemed to be standing changed in its inclination constantly, rolling as great waves on the surface of the sea. And the angel said, worship, Abraham, and utter the song which I shall now teach you. Utter it without ceasing, that is, without pause, in one continuous strain from the beginning to the end. And the song which he taught me to sing had words appropriate to that sphere in which we then stood. For each sphere in heaven has its own song of praise, and only those who dwell there know how to utter it. And those upon the earth cannot know or utter it except they be taught by the messengers of heaven. And the words of the song were of this import and significance. Now, family, they put a lot of stuff in here. I don't know if I'm going to read it all because I'm going to bypass this. You can read it if you would like to. I want to jump down to the end of this because they have a lot of words in here. I really don't want to go through some really not important to what we're teaching today. Let's jump down to verse 20. I'm going to bypass that song, but you can look at it. They use Jehovah and all these. I just don't want to go into that. Let's go to jump 20. Okay, verse 20. Okay, it says, and while I was still reciting the song, the mouth of the fire which was on the surface rose up on high, and I heard a voice like a roaring of a sea, nor did it cease on account of the rich abundance of fire. And as the fire raised itself up, ascending to the heights, I saw under the fire a throne of fire, and round about it the watchfulness of many eyes, even the all-seeing ones reciting their song. And under the throne, four fiery living ones singing, and their appearance was one, and each one had four faces. Now we know we can read about this throughout the Bible. The book of Daniel tells us about this as well as the book of Revelations. And such as the appearance of their countenance, that each one had the face of a lion, a man, and an ox, and an eagle. And because of their foreheads upon their bodies, they had 16 faces, and each one had three pairs of wings, from their shoulders, from their sides, from their loins. And with the wings from their shoulders, they covered their faces, and with the wings from their loins, they covered their feet, while the two middle wings were spread out for flying straight forward. And it came to pass that when they had ended their singing, they looked at one another and threatened one another. And it came to pass that when the angel who was with me saw that they were threatening each other, he left me and went running to them and turned the countenance of each one away from the countenance immediately facing him, in order that they might not look upon each other. And he began to teach them the song of peace, which has its origin in the Eternal One. 23, or chapter 23, the way you want to look at it. And as I stood alone, I looked. I saw behind the living ones, a chariot with fiery wheels, each wheel full of eyes round about. And over the wheels was the throne which I had seen, and which was covered with fire, and the fire encircled it round about. And lo, an indescribable fire containing a mighty fierce host, and I heard its set apart voice like the voice of a man. And a voice came to me out of the midst of the fire, saying, Abraham, Abraham. And I answered, saying, Here I am. And he said, Consider the expanses which are under the firmament on which you are now placed, and see how on no single expanse is there any other than the one whom you have sought, even the one who loves you. And while he was yet speaking, the expanses opened, and there below me were the heavens. And I saw upon the seventh firmament upon which I stood a fire widely extended, and the light which is the treasury of life, and the dew with which the Father will waken the dead, and the spirits of the departed righteous, and the spirits of those spirits who have yet to be born, and judgment and righteousness, peace and blessings, and an innumerable company of angels, and the living ones, and the power of the invisible glory that sat above the living ones. Okay, verse 26. And I looked downwards from the mountain on which I stood to the sixth firmament, and there I saw a multitude of angels of pure spirit, without bodies, okay, without vessels, family, whose duty was to carry out the commands of the fiery angels who were upon the seventh firmament. As I was standing suspended over them and beheld upon the sixth firmament, there were no other powers of any form, save only the angel of pure spirit. And he commanded that the sixth firmament should be removed from my sight. And I saw there on the fifth firmament the powers of the stars which carried the commands laid upon them, and the elements of the earth obeyed them. And the Eternal One said to me, Abraham, Abraham. And I said, Here I am. And he said to me, Consider from above the stars which are beneath you, and the number and number them for me, and make known to me their number. And I said, How can I? For I am but a man of the dust of the earth. I'm just a vessel of the dust of the earth. And he said to me, As the number of the stars and their powers, so will I make your seed a nation and a people set apart for me as my own inheritance, as distinct from that of Azazel, and yet I will include Azazel in my house. Now, when you read in Genesis, did not the Father said that he would make Abraham a father of many nations, and that his seed would be, you wouldn't be able to count them, they'd be innumerable, like the sands of the sea, the stars of heaven, or the depths of the sea. You know, that's how many people will come out of Abraham. And let me go back where I want to go with this. Hold up. And he says, Abraham says, how can I number these? But the truth is, he says, as the number of the stars and their power, so will I make your seed a nation and a people set apart from me as my own inheritance. Now, he said, the important part is this, as distinct from that of Azazel. So right there he's telling you separation, because all of these, we're talking about Hebrews, what people claim as Hebrews. I don't like to use the word Hebrews. I like to say obedient spirits, because that word Hebrews and Jews and Gentile is kind of like not understood, because it just gives you the flesh understanding. I'm saying obedient spirits and disobedient spirits, those spirits that came from above. The ones that came above, from above and obedient to our Father are considered, as they would say in the Bible, sons of God, which is children of the Most High. And then you got the sons of perdition, the children of destruction, the ones that derived or come from Azazel. They're under the prince of the power of the earth, the world. They do the will of the father of the principalities of this earth. They're under Satan. They're being led, guided, and they love the things of the world, the flesh. So that's all he's saying right here. He said that he's going to make a distinction from these two people. One are going to be obedient spirit. He said, let me read it, as the number of the stars and their powers, so will I make your seed a nation and a people set apart for me as my own inheritance. Then he says, as distinct, it's going to be like night and day from that of Azazel. But these are all spirits from above, okay? And yet I will include Azazel in my house. The ones from Azazel, like he told Cain, if thou doest well, will not thou be accepted? But if not, sin lies at the door. If you do the will of my Father, you will be accepted. But if not, phew, there's a sin. But these are all spirits that came from Adam and Eve. These are the spirits that never said they were from a different nation like Esau. It didn't say that. It said that the spirit wasn't right in Cain. He said, am I my brother's keeper? Well, we know the law says we must be our brother's keeper. That's the commandment of the Father. So we're talking within our people, whether they're obedient or disobedient. We're going to be one or the other. This whole book, that's all it's about, family. Okay, I got a few more minutes left. I'm going to read just one more line, and then I'm going to go a little further, because it starts to get good right here. And I said, O eternal mighty one, let your servant speak before you, and let not your anger be kindled against your chosen one. For lo, before I came up hither, Azazel, he inveighed against me. How then will he, while he is not now before you, can you constitute yourself with him? And he said to me, look now beneath your feet at the firmament and understand the creation represented and foreshadowed in the expanse, the creatures who exist upon it and the ages prepared for it. We're hearing about the three oral ages. At 31, I hate to get started and I get cut off. I kind of went into this last time, but all he's going to show Abraham is we're dealing with the angels that were sent from above, whether they're obedient and disobedient. He's going to show you the understanding of what is going on today, what was spoken of in the old covenant, what was spoken of in the new covenant, what you can see in your daily life today. You got to separate. You got to discern. You got to know what is sent from the Father and what is obedient and what is disobedient. That's what all this is about, family. I'm going to have to stop it right there. I'll pick back up at 30 again and go forward. I don't want to go too deep into it and get cut off. So I'm going to bring my brother back on, and he has a few minutes. Maybe he might want to share something with us. Shalom, brother. We have about 3 minutes left. I want to bring you back on because we've gone over much of this. Are you seeing a resemblance with the scriptures, you know, when we read this book? Or is it out of line with the scriptures? You see things that, you know, we might not just go to Genesis. We can go all over with this, but it's the same thing said. Are you getting any of this or what?
Yeah, not only that, though, sister, it gives you more understanding, you know, the apocalypse of Abraham or what really happened, because, you know, in Genesis and, you know, some of the Bible, you know, it don't give you a lot of detail, but, you know, in this book that you're bringing out, you know, it gives us a lot of detail, and it can open our eyes, you know, a little bit more to seeing, you know, what the Father was talking about in the Bible. Hello?
I'm still here. I'm listening to you, brother. What you really said, I'm gonna say it better to what you really said. What you said is we don't get the spiritual understanding of the old covenant because the apocalypse of Abraham, the second book of Adam and Eve, the first book of Adam and Eve, the book of Enoch, all these books, the books of Jubilees, all these books took out the spiritual aspects of the scripture. They make you think that the old covenant was just a flesh. It was always just a flesh. No. Because it tells us that the law, the Torah, was given to the unrighteous. Just like the judgment will not be for the righteous, but for the unrighteous. So we're talking spiritual things here. They took the spiritual part out,
right.
So you believe a lie.
That's right. And Paul was telling us, Galatians, who have bewitched you? Well, we know who bewitched the people. You know, it's the evil spirit. And, you know, now it's just time for us to come back into the truth of the knowledge of the Heavenly Father. And we just got to pray, you know, and hopefully, you know, the Father continue to wake us up out of this darkness.
Oh,
that
he will.
Stumbling in.
So Yeshua said, I will not lose one that you gave me, Father. So everybody's job is
that's
to hearken and seek the Father's face. And with that, we're going to have to say shalom because we're going to get cut off. So thank you, brother. Shalom, family. Shalom. All right.